Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you've just joined, Coffee Talks are the short in-between episodes where we read your user-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what's going on in our personal practices.
And if you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. You can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story you think the community would love to hear. But be sure to let us know if we can share your name, or if you prefer us not to. Your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit. And also, if you do not feel like typing out your entire story and you'd rather do, like, let's say, a voice note sort of situation, you can actually leave us a voicemail at our number. It does have a 3-minute like little window. And once that 3-minute window is done, just call us back and continue on with your story. We'll piece it together. The number for that is 351-207-0799.
Yes. And if you are somebody who has considered joining our Patreon, or I don't know, is looking for a class that you would love to join, this month, our library tier and up class is going to be hosted by Chelsea Pippin Mizzy. This is going to be a class on tarot for creativity. She just had a book come out on tarot for creativity.
Yes.
So this is going to be incredible. We're really excited. That is going to be at 12:30 Pacific Standard Time on September 29th. And as a reminder, if you join the library tier and up, you also get the backlog of all previous classes. And if you'd like to sit in on this class but can't actually make that time, it would essentially be available for you immediately as soon as the class starts. So you can always just log back in and watch it if that's something that interests you.
Yeah.
We have a couple of announcements, sort of. We have one announcement to talk about, and it's a soft announcement.
Yes.
Very soft. This is not a hard launch, okay? But Maria and I have heard you guys, especially Discord members, about doing a trip. It's one that Maria and I are seriously considering but not committed on. We're looking at all of our options, but that is something that we're working to hopefully do for next year. We did post one of the options on Patreon for all members. So this is whether you're paid or not. And we will probably be posting another option in a couple of days here. And as a reminder that if you are in the Discord, even on the free tier, we are trying to keep the communication on that available for everyone. So you are welcome to join the Discord. That is linked in our bio. It's linked everywhere. Just to kind of see what we're talking about. But we've heard you. We hear that you guys want to do a retreat or a trip. We would love to do that too. That sounds so fun. Mm-hmm. So we are looking at our options for that. We are not committed to anything at this time, but we're working to see if that's a possibility. So
yeah.
hopefully we can have you guys for that. That would be great.
That would be so much fun. Like just having a bunch of witches together doing witchy stuff. Like, yes, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. And the other thing I want to say before we get started, because this week we are listening to your voicemails. We're very excited about them. We have two from one person and one from another. If you are somebody who has called us in the middle of last month, and or I guess maybe the month before, I'm not certain, and you have a 412 area code, you sent us two voicemails and we can't hear them. And we would love to hear whatever story it is that you are submitting. I can definitely tell that you were trying to send us a story. But for whatever reason, maybe the connection was kooky or something, give us a call back. We would love to hear whatever story it is that you were sending in.
Yes, please.
So that being said, you ready to listen?
One second. Sorry. Have you had any ghostly things happen to you? Chit-chatted?
Yes. I can't believe that I just was going to skip over that.
I know. Robin, geez. This is Coffee Talk.
Did I tell you about going to Mary's grave?
Oh, yeah, you did tell me, but I don't think...
I told you. I don't think I talked about it on the podcast.
No.
My gorgeous, gorgeous girl's picnic day. Mm-hmm. For those of you who I don't know about what's going on in my life. My grandmother passed away in February, the day after her birthday, actually. And I was very close with my grandmother. This was like a really big loss for me. And so her and my grandfather chose to get cremated and have their ashes like mixed together in a box that she had made when she was still alive, because she, Mary, if anybody was comfortable talking about death, it was Mary. And so she like had her box made by my uncle, and she had grandpa in it, and they buried them, like finished the burial and the headstone in like March, I think. And grandma ordered her own headstone, and she didn't put their like birth dates and death dates on it, which was weird. It just like had the last name. It looked so obscure. And my uncles and my dad did not like it. And so they got the birth year and death year added for each of them, because it kind of just made more sense.
Yeah.
So I hadn't seen it yet, because that only just got updated like within like the last probably 6 or 8 weeks, and I hadn't seen it yet. So I went down there and I brought her flowers, and I brought coins for their grave and all that. And Mary was kind of neurotic. They had this really big yard, and pine cones would fall on it, and she like would sit like twitching like an addict at the window waiting for a pine cone to drop, and she'd be like, well, gotta go out in the yard and clean as soon as one would drop. And so it was like this family joke about like leaving pine cones on her grave, like as a, you know, come on grandma, get up and clean them. Well, I went to the cemetery, and I'm sat there and I'm talking with her, I'm just like having a conversation out loud. And all of a sudden, a pine cone drops on her. Mind you, there was pine cones everywhere, but on her grave when I pulled up, okay? Pine cone drops, and I go to grab it to move it, and the wind blows it off of her grave. Like, just, and it was, like, one of those really dried out ones, so it was, like, you know what I mean? It weighed nothing, so it's not like that was, like, some crazy force of nature to move it. But it was kind of, like, startling. And then as soon as I left, I had, like, while I was still in the cemetery, I had nonstop work. Like, I had been blessed or something at my day job for, like, the next 4 days. It was crazy.
Aww.
And I'd had, like, a really dead period before that. Like, I had, like, a really dead couple of days, and then all of a sudden, it was, like, 10 times the profit for, like, 4 days straight.
That's so good.
It was crazy. What about you? You had anything? I like to think Mary blessed me.
Yes, she did. Honestly, I've been seeing, like, especially around my house, like, a lot of, like, shadows and mists and just really weird random occurrences. Like, nothing, like, really substantial, but, oh my gosh, you could tell, like, it's coming up on the dark part of the year with so many, like, different things like happening. But I'll be just like standing in the kitchen, I'll just see a mist go by. And I always say that, like, especially during this part of the year, like, my grandma comes and just hangs out in my kitchen and like glowers over my sink full of dirty dishes. Your grandma didn't like pine cones. My grandma did not like dishes.
My
in the
grandma
sink.
Didn't like dirty dishes or a dirty house either. My grandmother was like insane. Like, when both my kids were babies on the floor, well, not the youngest, because when she died, the youngest was like 2.5 months old. Mm-hmm. But my eldest, when they were like at that crawling and still spitting up phase, there'd be like a drop of drool that would come from this child's mouth. And Mary would be like, oh, let me get the shampooer. It's like, relax.
That is so funny. But I'm really excited for autumn and just seeing, like, you know, what more stuff happens as we head, you know, into this part of the year. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's going to be a very active part of the year because, I don't know, I always feel like it kicks off a little bit later, but it's definitely kicking off way earlier than what it typically does. So, I wonder what's going to happen.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's just one of those things that it's been, I wouldn't say it's been an active season so far, but it's been definitely different. There's been like a shift.
Yeah. I even find like with my client readings and stuff like that, like I tend to work with people's guides and stuff like that before the reading, kind of like meditating on their energy and inviting like any guides who would like to like say anything or helpful for my clients. Right. And guides have been chatty. So chatty. And it's always so funny to see like my client's face just like drop when I mention like something that their guides have mentioned, and they're like, oh, well, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's like your guides are definitely watching you and, you know, trying to help you along here. You're not alone. And I don't think many of us will feel alone heading into the next season with the way that things have been.
Yeah, it's been, I don't know, it's been kind of silly. I'm excited to see what the month has and or the season has, and I'm excited to see if anything really big happens.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I feel like, especially this year with all like my health issues that I have faced, I'm like in this very like liminal space in my own life. And I just think like when you're in that liminal space, like for yourself, that it just kind of like invites in like different energies and stuff like that. So I feel like it's really going to be popping this year.
Yes, I agree. All right, you ready to listen to our...
Yes, let's listen to
listener
them.
Stories.
Is our Aaron first?
We can do Aaron first. And we got a submission from Aaron, one of our Discord members. And then we have two from somebody named Jenny. So we'll start with Aaron, and then we will close out with our Jenny stories.
Okay. Hi, this is Erin from the Discord. I'm calling with a spooky story about an ex-boyfriend, but it's not spooky about the ex-boyfriend. It's spooky about their house. I'm in Massachusetts, which has historically been native land. It's always been native land, but that is not part of the direct spookiness. I had a boyfriend who lived right by the Blue Hills Reservation, which is originally part of the original Massachusetts tribe and shared with the Wampanoag. Upon driving late night to this boyfriend's house, something that was jogged loose in my memory was how positively frightening it was. He lived with his parents, and they had this yard, which was half of it was actually roped off as plaques, having been truly original native landmarks. Not like a made up town story. They had the actual documentation, and the land like preserved with all of these signs. One night when we were driving, I can remember vividly this black thing swooped over our car. I almost crashed. That was terrifying, but we had a lot of stuff happen where we like hang out in the backyard and his parents would suddenly tell us to come inside very aggressively, or all of the noise would just point blank stop in the entire yard. Like, you know, it was, it's a very wooded area. It's forest. And being at his house has some of the scariest memories of being outside. And I'm an outside person. But that's my story. Respect native land. Otherwise, it will disrespect you. Rightfully so. Bye.
Good PSA at the end.
Yes, let's talk about like if you're in the woods hiking or whatever and everything goes dead quiet, just go. Go just ahead, back
it's
to your
time
car.
To leave.
It's time to go. Don't even question it. Just leave.
Don't even question it. It is as my darling spouse would say, Jesus Christ is calling you home. It's time to leave.
If you need a sign that all things are not well, it is a quiet forest.
That is a quiet forest. And people sit there and they say, well, forests are always quiet. And
no.
You know what? Part of that, I can understand if somebody's ever been in a truly quiet forest, why they would think that. They don't think about, you don't consciously think about things like the rustling of the leaves with the wind or like nature existing, birds squawking. But when you're in a forest that is truly quiet,
dead silence,
it is alarming. It's unsettling. It's only happened to me once, and I was like, goodbye. I Scooby-Dooed my way out of there. Just go.
Oh, like, I don't know. It really is different when you hear it. Like, and your body knows, like, right away, like, the hairs on the back of your neck start standing up, and you're like, you know, instincts kick in, you know, fight or flight. And
yeah.
No. It's literally like someone pressing, like, the noise cancellation, like, thing on headphones on. And it's like,
yes.
Yeah.
Yep. It's unnatural. Yeah. All right. Let's go on to our first one from Jenny.
Hi, my name is Jenny, and I'm a new fan of your guys' podcast. I'm so happy to find you guys. So thank you for the show. I love it.
Very nice.
I have about a million different spooky stories. And spooky witchy stories, lots of crossover throughout, you know, my practice and everything like that. So I'm just going with one that just kind of popped into my head as I was listening to your most recent coffee talk. So with spooky season coming up, with Samhain coming up, this story has to do with something very spooky that happened on Samhain for me a couple of years ago. My aunt had just passed away in the hospital due to her alcoholism. And I don't normally do any sort of like necromancy or anything, like any sort of like work like that, just because I am a healthcare worker. I am a medical lab scientist, and like I've worked in, you know, assisted living and memory care before. I used to do hospice care and everything like that. I'm very comfortable with death. Probably also why I have about a million spooky stories. But so this particular Samhain, though, I was pretty emotional. And I had the thought cross my mind where I was like, I just kind of want to know that she's like at peace, you know, because mm-hmm. her death was very traumatic on like the whole family. And also like very taboo, and like she had suffered so much. So I just kind of wanted to know that she was at peace, and I was grieving her very, very hard. And, so I set up my, you know, my altar for Samhain. I had, you know, the incense burning. And I did a card pull, cause I was also feeling a little bit stuck. Like I needed some guidance and stuff like that. And I did a card pull. I don't remember all the cards that I got, because I think I did like a five card star pull. And I do remember, though, that I got the sun and the star, and I'm an Aquarius. So the star is, you know, the card that is associated with me, or my sign, my sun sign. And the sun, you know, the message that was coming through loud and clear just from the overall read was like, you know, leaning into my strengths and talents and letting my little light shine. And I was just like, well, that's kind of a nice message. That's cool. I like that. Thank you. And then I sat down to just kind of sit and meditate on it and just get like any other Hi, this is Jenny again. To finish out the story that I was sharing about the spooky Samhain experience. So I sat down to journal, and I just have, you know, the candles are still burning, the incense is still burning, the house is quiet, my daughter's gone to bed, and it got to be midnight. And, you know, I had some lights on in the kitchen. I'm sitting in my little kind of sunroom that I also call the Zen Den, where I like to go to meditate and things like that. You know, I have some skylights in there so I can kind of see the moon, stars. And the house was just completely quiet. My two dogs were, asleep right next to me. One dog was like asleep on my feet. The other one was asleep, like right next to my lap on my little futon that I have in that, room. And
my cat was in my room, just completely like passed out, not making a sound. So my ferrets, I had ferrets at the time as well. They were asleep. So all my critters were completely asleep. My daughter was asleep. My daughter tends to leave her toys, like, just kind of like all over the place. And this time she was only like five, so her toys were just everywhere. And all of a sudden I hear from the other room, from the living room where my daughter piles up quite a few of her toys, I hear one of her dolls that has, you know, like the pre-recorded, you know, things on it. It was one of those Shimmer and Shine genie dolls from that show Shimmer and Shine on Disney Junior. And the doll starts saying, or singing rather, the Shimmer and Shine line over and over. And this doll had about, I want to say like 8 or so different phrases that it would say. And you had to push the gem that was on its forehead between its, you know, eyebrows, like at a third eye area. You had to push that gem pretty hard to make the doll do the songs and the catchphrases. And here this doll just starts saying over and over, Shimmer and Shine, Shimmer and Shine, Shimmer and Shine. And it freaked me out for a second, and I sat very, very still. I thought about recording it, but something told me that it just kind of felt disrespectful. And then I just decided to interpret it that as, you know, confirmation of what I got from the card pull. So that was my creepy Samhain. Hope you guys enjoy. Bye.
I think toys that sing deserve to be burned. just completely burned. I know that that like directly goes against possessed items and what you should do with them, but throw them in a landfill.
Yeah. We actually, a few years ago, had toys go off too, like when the Witchling was still small. Like, we've had a Woody doll where even though it has a pull string, we just randomly go off occasionally, and you have to pull the
There's
pull
a snake in my boot.
Exactly. And then, like an Elsa doll where you would have to press in on her chest and she would sing, and that would randomly go off too. But a lot of other haunting stuff was happening during that time period, so it's, you know, it's creepy.
Yeah, like aligns.
Yeah.
And it would, and like, it kind of aligns like what she's saying with the fact that she just done this pull and it was like the date it was, et cetera, et cetera. It makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
All right. Creepy. Darling Jenny sent us another story, so let's listen to that one too.
Okay.
This is Jenny again. I just wanted to share one more story since we were on the topic of, you know, nurses' aides and, like, you know, healthcare worker stories. I want to share my spookiest ever experience as a healthcare worker. And you know, you guys kind of asked in that last episode there, you know, people probably all have like lots of different experiences and stuff. So many healthcare workers have like that one experience, even if they're a skeptic, they have that one experience that they can't quite explain away because death is just a part of our jobs. Even, you know, even if you don't necessarily work in end of life, like there's always that one patient that like basically their case kind of like haunts you, you know? So here's my spookiest ever experience when I was working in the hospital. And I had many, but this one was the one that topped the list. So first of all, I am not a medium. I don't claim to be a medium. I do have claircognizance, but I have no way of like communicating. And I very rarely, you know, have had anything this clear happen. So I had just been promoted to being a med lab scientist. I was no longer like going up on the floors and doing blood draws or anything like that anymore. It was a weekend. We were on a skeleton crew, and we had two phlebotomists on shift. Both of them had attempted to draw a patient and had failed. And the doctor said they really still needed those results. And so the phlebotomy team asked me if I could go up to the floor and attempt to get this blood draw on this tustic patient. So I went up to the floor and hadn't been up there in a while. But I get off or come out of the stairwell on the third floor. And there's, you know, almost floor to ceiling windows, you know, shining through. It's broad daylight. kind of midday time. Sunshine just streaming through the windows. Nothing spooky about it yet. And as I turn to head to where my patient's room is, I see a patient walking towards me. And she's wearing a Johnny gown, and she's walking with her IV pole and, you know, probably doing her laps for physical therapy. And I go to look at her, and I go to smile like I do every time I pass a patient. And then I notice that I can see right through her feet. Like, I can see through them. I can see the pattern of the tiles of the floor through her feet. This is Jenny, part two of my super, like, spooky hospital experience. So we were, you know, I was going to draw a patient, and I could see right through this patient that was walking towards me, or what I thought was a patient walking towards me. I could see through her. And I kind of did a double take. I was walking pretty quickly, and as I had passed her was when I realized I can see the tile through her feet. And I go to do a double take, and she slowly turned and, like, locked eyes with me. Like, we are staring at each other, and I stop dead in my tracks because I realize not just her feet. I can see through all of her. I can see, like, the edge of the next doorway to the next part of the hallway through her. And she is staring at me, acknowledging me. And I am staring at her, and I'm thinking, this is it. I've gone completely cuckoo. You know, I need to book, like, a head scan or something. I'm hallucinating. And then it dawns on me that she also looks familiar, and familiar in a not good way, because then I made the realization, I know this face. I know this woman, because I had been on night shift the night that she passed away and was in the room as we all had to take turns working on her when she you know, passed away. And you don't forget those faces. They stick with you, especially if you have to, you know, attempt any life-saving measures. Those faces sometimes stay with you. And so I was like, it just dawned on me, I know this woman, and I know her because I was in the room when she passed. And that's it for my spookiest ever experience as a witchy healthcare worker. Thank you guys so much, and love the podcast.
That is hard. I honestly could not imagine being in the healthcare sphere like that. And, like, watching somebody's, like, light go out and mm-hmm. then seeing them as a ghost at any point afterwards. Absolutely not. That's really hard.
Like, I love stories from nurses and from people who work at retirement homes, like anything that deals, like, with end of life stuff. Like, they, like, the amount of, like, ghost stuff that they witness is insane and
crazy.
So scary and freaky in some cases. I actually, yeah. This reminded me that, like, I had saved a video that I had found where a bunch of, like, nurses and stuff were, like, saying their own stories about being haunted while they mm-hmm. were trying to work. Oh, no. Are you fine with me sharing a couple of them?
Please.
Okay. So this one is Sandy. I had a patient that kept telling me the little girl in the long dress was keeping her up all night. This went on for her 3-day stay. We thought it may have been due to her meds, as we don't have children on the floor. Later that year, I myself ended up in that room as a patient. At night, the room would be freezing. No matter how many blankets I would request, it was absolutely freezing. And when I woke up to something touching my foot, I woke up seeing a little girl with long hair wearing a long old-fashioned gown. I felt horrible, and I felt horrible that I did not take that patient serious. I later found out that it was a children's unit back in the early 1900s. And then
there's gonna be no camera on this, but you guys can't see it. I'm giving Maria a thumbs down.
One second, let me find that other one that's like really scary.
Phil reminded me to text my uncle and ask him to come on the podcast to tell some of his stories.
Yes.
So
yes,
hopefully we can do that for like the next coffee talk. That'd be really fun. And my uncle is really charismatic and nice, and I think you guys would like him. So
yes. So this one is Christine. It said, when my dad was in the ICU, he kept talking about this lady named Elaine. He introduced us to her and said she was standing right at the foot of the bed. He was a little frustrated that we couldn't see her, so he eventually said we could. Later, the nurses told us that Elaine visits anyone in the unit before they pass, like a spirit guide.
Nope.
There's others. Maybe I'll share some later. But I really like, if any healthcare workers or retirement home workers want to share their stories with us, I would love to hear them. Because I find that stuff so fascinating. So fascinating because you guys tend to see a lot. Like, I've heard about like retirement communities where like people are walking on the ceilings or like crawling on the ceilings and things are being thrown, like especially in dementia areas where like things will randomly be thrown, like VCRs and stuff like that. And oh no,
so scary.
Yes,
so scary. Well, that's all of our stories today. So thank you all so much for joining us this week for Coffee Talk. We hope to see you next week for our regular episode. And you can check out our website for our links to our submission forms or shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com to tell us any ghost stories, witchy stories, tips, or topics that the community would love to hear. And if you liked listening to these voicemails and would like to send your own, please send us a voicemail at 351-207-0799, and if it's longer than the 3 minutes, just call us back and continue on.
And as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts. Or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles, a special part two exclusive episode, and have a Spell the Month box and a Discord full of fun events. So yeah, come join us. And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.